In South Korea, there is concern about an imbalance between education and jobs. You see, about 70% of South Koreans in their 20s and 30s have college degrees, but a lot of them can't find work. Jason Strother has that story from Seoul.
Most mornings, Lee Sung-hoon takes the subway to Norangjin, a neighborhood filled with cram schools that prep students for the civil servants exam. Lee School is located in a 7-story building called the Mega Study Tower. In Korea, public sector jobs are known as the Iron Rice Bowl because even when the economy isn't so good, the government is still hiring, and these jobs are basically for life. Lee is 23 and hasn't graduated from college yet. He's studying engineering, but he's worried that his degree won't help him land a job. That's why he's taking a year off from university to study here at this test prep school.
It's not that I think being a public servant is such a good job. It's just secure. Some of my friends want to earn a lot of money, so they'll try to go work for a big conglomerate. But I prefer stability.
Lee tells me that many young South Koreans, like him, major in fields they're not interested in, just so they can get the kinds of jobs their parents want them to have. For most South Korean families, the right kind of job is narrowly defined.
The right job is just a government job or working for one of these large conglomerates.
Jasper Kim teaches at Ewha Women's University's Graduate School of International Studies in Seoul.
So what parents do is they put all their resources, economic resources, emotional resources, into their kids to attain this goal.
Ensuring their kids get these kinds of jobs not only involves putting them through college, but also spending lots of money on private tutoring. Kim says it's not statistically possible for all these well-educated people to land these desired positions. That's what's behind Korea's rising youth unemployment rate.
Korea is suffering from basically having too much education, a class of young kids who are out there who just have too many degrees, has spent too much time in schools, and therefore it's triggered very high expectations, arguably an irrational exuberance of expectations in terms of what type of job to expect after graduation.
Kim says a lot of college grads won't consider working for a small or medium-sized enterprise, or SME. But now that big-name firms aren't creating enough jobs, some are giving these smaller companies a second look. I dropped by a youth job fair in Goyang City, just outside of Seoul, where about 50 SMEs were looking to hire on the spot. 27-year-old Choi Kang-min came dressed for an interview in a suit and tie. He graduated earlier this year with a degree in automotive engineering and says he'd much rather work for a big company because he's only heard bad things about small firms.
I have a friend who works at a small company and he's always working overtime. That sounds really bad to me.
Ha-gun, whose company makes cases for electric wiring, is recruiting at the job fair. He says businesses like his have gotten a bad rap. He says job seekers here have this perception that all smaller companies exploit their employees. Yes, some do, but not all. I wish they could be more open to working for firms like ours. It's not just a reputation for overworking their employees. SMEs tend to pay a lot less than the big-name firms. That's why Han Yu-jung, who's here looking for opportunities, says she's hesitant to work for one.
My professor says if you could work for a conglomerate, you'd earn in 1 year what it would take 10 years to make it a small company.
But Han adds that given her current job prospects, she'll take whatever she can get. For The World, Jason Strother, Goyang, South Korea.